next guests in the studio, TL and Cairo Kwame. They're here to talk about a New Orleans-based clothing company, Threads of Truth, which has really powerful messages on their clothing. And upcoming on August 15th will be a block power block party, Free the Block. It's going to be August 15th, 12 to 10 p.m., an all-day event over on the West Bank, right?
Absolutely, on the West Bank at Black Star Cafe, 801 Belleville.
All right, right on. Well, let's start by talking about Threads of Truth. How did it get started, and what drives the political messages that are on the clothing?
Well, Threads of Truth actually started in South Central Los Angeles, and we would be walking to school with children, and the tagging and the police and all these things that we saw were kind of designing the possibilities of our children's minds. And so we would see young people struggling so hard to get a brand name to project an image of themselves. And we thought very hard about what that means for our people and what it could mean for our potential if we were to be more in charge of what they were struggling to put on their bodies. And so seeing that police have been murdering and brutalizing people since their inception, we thought it most fitting to truth tell through t-shirts. So the essential thing with Threads of Truth is to tell the truth and to use t-shirts as a medium to do so. And that's where we find ourselves today, you know. And with the recent explosion of the internet and the media picking up on police brutality, folks are catching on. But this has been happening for years. Threads of Truth has been doing this for 8 years, putting out police murder people t-shirts, you know.
So was that the first shirt that you that was designed? And who were the originating kind of people that started the company?
SOLA, which is an intergenerational collective in South Central Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it was started by myself, Guadalupe Rocio Chavez, Nam Tu Tran, and some young people. And we had two originating shirts, and one was Rob Rich Folks, mm-hmm. Because, you know, they rob us of a knowledge of self every day. Mm-hmm. And that lends itself to material poverty and other things. And then the second was Police Murder People. And that's because, you know, especially in communities like Los Angeles and South Central, the police brutalize people mm-hmm. in really profound capacities. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you have anything you wanted to?
No, she pretty much dropped it. But I will say thank you so much for having us on.
Ashe.
Yeah, I really appreciate the clothes and the powerful messages. I'm looking at the shirt that TL has on right now, and it says bang for the babies, and there's like a machine gun and a fist. What are the words in Threads of Truth?
Threads
fist.
Of truth.
A
That's
fist made out of Threads of Truth, which is their logo, and it's a crazy great logo. And they also, on this shirt, is a book, Yurugu, which is one of the most powerful books that I've I actually only, it's about 600 pages, and I only got about halfway through it, but that half was enough.
That half will change your life.
Yeah, for real, it will. So I think that shirt in itself is powerful, just like seeing that and thinking about the book and how that, it's a really critical book that looks at European culture through an Afrocentric lens, which is something that we don't usually get to do, and it really causes you to investigate every bit of what you do and where it comes from and why you're doing it. And I think that that's important. And because a lot of times we carry on white supremacy and white ingrained ways and don't recognize that they are as such. So I just
absolutely, even in the context of the movement and the struggle, mm-hmm. without pathologizing and a study about the pathology of white folks,
yeah.
We're not able to identify that in our movements and in our resistance. And so all praise due to Dr. Marine Ba'ani, who studied under Dr. John Henry Clark for 20 years before and during writing this book, you know, so big shout out to her. And the bang for the babies comes out of South Central because it's gang banging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand the rage and the isolation of young people who join gangs. We understand that. And our message is just to bang for the babies instead of a block that you don't own. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So that's where this one comes from.
When you wear, a friend of mine had the Police Murder People shirt. This was a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and she had it on, I think, one day, and I saw it, and I thought it was a great T-shirt. And she said she was at the store one day, and someone, an older black man, walked up to her and was like, "What does your T-shirt say?" And they gave her a fist bump, mm-hmm. and And so I'm just wondering, like, when I'm sure you, that you wear the shirt yourself, what kind of reactions do you get from people when you're wearing those shirts?
Normally, you can look at them and see their eyes going down reading it and get to the last word, and the eyes kind of get large. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one thing that's really cool about the design of the shirt is that when you first look at it, it looks like an official police shirt, but it leads the eyes down to the murder people part, which instantly gets a reaction. And a powerful one as well. And I think that right now, you know, everything is really about time. You can be doing the right thing at the wrong time and it can throw everything off. Mm-hmm. But I think right now is the right time for the message that these particular shirts are putting out. And people are ready to absorb it now because they're seeing it. And it's up in their face to the point where they can no longer ignore it.
Yeah, I also think, you know, I've been inside a Walmart and been wearing the police murder people T-shirt and had the woman who was checking me out say, man, they murdered my cousin. And so what it also does, it elicits a conversation that has the potential for healing, because the murdering of folks is terrible and destroys our community, but also the silence around it, that we don't have a space of healing. We don't have any justice. You know, there hasn't been any justice for Wendell Allen or Justin Sipp or Henry Glover or any of the other, you know, people in New Orleans who have been murdered by police. And so as much as this isn't just to put it in your face and get a shock, you know, this is for the healing of our people, and that we will begin to be brave enough to have these conversations with each other and despite whatever resistance we feel, because you also have the other folks, you know, who are going to say to you, so who are you going to call? You know, if police murder people, who are you going to call? And I tell them, well, I'm going to call a group of organized men that I trust and care about. You understand? And so that's the other piece of this, is that if we're going to critique the police system, then we also have to be building our own systems of community government, our own systems of family, where we don't reach out to the same people who are whooping our ass for help. You know, because I know gangsters who will be in these streets, and then the second someone shoots up their house, who do they call?
They call them
police. Right, exactly. And that's something that I definitely am always pushing us for, is to build systems of community accountability, systems that protect us from state and police terror and violence. And but there, that is, we are still in this place where people are very sick from the systemic oppression, exactly, and white supremacy, like, certainly hurt people. And so that's why we need those systems of community accountability, because we don't want to just go around harming. Like, a system without the police isn't saying that there's a system where we're allowed to just go around and harm each other.
No, absolutely not. When communities engage in meaningful forms of life together, shame becomes a system.
Yeah.
Where you care so deeply about your community's perception of you, about how you affect them, that the idea of disappointing them, the idea of not being able to be with them is enough to keep you from doing things. But see, we don't have that anymore. You know, this is five generations after crack. So the family has been completely destroyed. And what used to be able to keep us in line of at least not wanting to shame our parents, our grandmothers, our brothers and sisters, is now gone. And so that's why it really is on us to rebuild these relationships. And I push folks who are in the social justice nonprofit community to come back to the children. Because most of the time when we go to these events, we see people from the, you know, 22 to 42, and we don't see children, we don't see families, we don't make these spaces where safe for families, for children. And that's because we're all so disconnected from each other. So we really push folks to come back to the young people. When you come back to the babies, you come back to the elderly, you come back, you know?
I think that's good, too, because it also, one thing that I see in a lot of social movement is, aren't things that necessarily look like life. Like, we're not inviting people, like, you can show someone a room with babies in it and children and adult, you know, and elders and all these, and it looks like life because these are people that are in our lives. But if you're necessarily, if what you're inviting people into is just a march or just, or whatever, that doesn't necessarily look like life to people. I got to go home and cook dinner. But if it's like, we got dinner here and we got community, and if you don't want to necessarily have this conversation, you can go hang out with the kids or the, like, there's all these different ways in which we can participate. And it's not all the same kind of, it doesn't all look the same. So just to, just to wrap up the threads of truth part, and so we can talk about the Bloc power and some of the political message a little bit deeper. Is there a brick and mortar? Is there like a store that folks
go to? So there isn't a store. So what we do, in just to go off of what you just said, mm-hmm. we believe in going to the people. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the reason that we're unsuccessful is because we're expecting people to come into nonprofits and into our spaces that we, you know, we go to the people. We go to music shows. We go into the streets. And mm-hmm. see, the other thing about Threads of Truth is every bit of profit that we get, we use to give out free books and DVDs and lectures. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking the streets. We're out here engaging with the people in this capacity. And honestly, that's why we do it, is to be able to say, here's my gift to you, you know, mm-hmm. because you've been a gift to me. There's no store. We have an internet store, you know, circlesoversquares.bigcartel.com, policemurderpeople.com, Threads of Truth on IG, you know what I'm saying? So we try to, you know, be of the world in that capacity with social media, but we would much rather touch and talk and speak with the people. And that's what it's going to take, is for us to go back to door-to-door organizing, go back to house mm-hmm. meetings, get out these fucking nonprofits. I'm sorry. Yeah?
Yes.
Sorry, you can't cuss on here.
You cannot cuss on here.
You cannot cuss. My apologies to the system.
I think I hit the dump button in just enough time to get rid of about 6 seconds, so that there might have been a jump in our conversation for a second there.
So you can't cuss, but get out of these nonprofits, man, because the nonprofits is just a little, you know, CIA intelligence gathering, you know. They're keeping watch of the hood.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, nonprofits are not friendly, and I'm actually transitioning out of the nonprofit world myself. Yeah, I'm very excited about that, I must say. I had some very... I had a little bit of tension with some board members, and that's another problem too. It's the neo plantation, right?
You Absolutely. Have
these, look at all these white heads that are profiting off of this black oppression, black
it's
pain.
It's a counter revolutionary element.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. So I do want to do a whole show about nonprofits one of these days, and how, you know, and what I've experienced and what other people are experiencing within them, and how they are actually a barrier to a lot of real change. Okay, so the political message. So a lot of, like, the shirt that, thank you so much for the t-shirt, is Absolutely. This wonderful bright green. I'm aware of this probably today. And it says, Be Sekou. Tell us about Sekou and why he is a central figure in a lot of the clothing and products.
You want to speak on Sekou Odinga?
Sure. You know, Sekou Odinga is a recently released political prisoner.
Yes.
He was incarcerated for about 30 years. 33 years, correct. Okay, and on top of that, he was the leader of the Black Panther Party's chapter in the Bronx and Harlem, New York. And he was incarcerated for the liberation of Assata Shakur, who is still being pursued by the United States government currently now in exile in Cuba.
With a $2 million bounty on her head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Put on her by the administration headed by the first black president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a coincidence.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Not a coincidence.
And so we say Be Sekou because what it's going to take for us to get a handle on our own oppression and to liberate ourselves is the values of a man like Sekou, the loyalty of a man like Sekou. You know, to do 33 years for your people is something that most of us couldn't fathom. Most of us won't do 3 days before turning snitch to these pigs, you know? And so to really understand the kind of sacrifice
exactly.
discipline, and love and respect of God, whether your God is Allah, Jesus, Ifa, but a love and a respect for something that is greater than oneself, you know?
You know, John, Che Guevara is quoted as saying that revolution is all about love, and love is all about sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, you know, the whole concept that you're willing to sacrifice yourself, your freedom, your life, you know, and not just to, you know, and not just to be willing to give your life, but if put into a situation, being willing to take one as well, you know, and, you know, like, and just down for a sacrifice for your people and for the better of these babies for mm-hmm. another generation, because we cannot afford to continue to pass this situation that we are born into to other generations.
Well, it one thing that's very easy for folks to ignore and overlook is the fact that we, like, during my entire life, we've been at war. pretty much since the inception of this country, we've been at war.
Absolutely.
There's been a war against black people, and now it really is like the extermination. And by the way, extermination and genocide don't always just look like murder. Assimilation is a form of genocide as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. My people, white people, have done such a good job of white supremacy that you don't have to be white anymore.
Yep.
You understand? So by taking off the physical chains of slavery, we've in fact now gone for the spirit. Mm. And spiritually, we have murdered people. Mm. Spiritually, we have erased a people's memory of themselves. Spiritually, we have erased ritual from the daily practices of our lives. And so people are walking around as empty vessels. Mm. You understand? And when you're an empty vessel, you can be led anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So because we could go off on
yeah,
this.
You're right.
Let's and we have to end at 9. So I want to get into the block power. Free the Block. It's a fundraising block party. So tell us about what's going to happen on August 15th.
Well, this is our second annual.
Okay.
Second annual. I believe you came to the one on Frenchman last year. Yeah, no?
I'm not sure. I could have.
Right.
I don't completely remember, but I could have.
So this is the second annual fundraiser for Sekou, and this one is done in celebration of Black August as well.
Okay.
And we've partnered with Bach here and Black Star Books and Cafe on the West Bank. Again, that's 801 Belleville. You can get sandwiches there. You can go to Liberation Lounge on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch just all around good history, good vibes, good people there. But it is indeed a fundraiser. We've been fortunate enough to get a lot of local musicians to donate their time and their talent. We have the Hot 8 Brass Band, Cess 4-5, Kush Guru, Fire Like Ayana, C Freedom, Kelly Love Jones, Miss Charm Taylor, Young Jet, Monica McIntyre, Mellifier Etherall, DJ Rockaway, Skip Coon, Truth Universal, Elliot Love,
yes.
You know, and many,
some
many
some of my
more.
Favorite people.
Yeah.
And can't forget the speakers. We have some awesome speakers.
Go
we
ahead.
Have Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., son of the original Chairman Fred, who was murdered by the police in 1969. He will be there speaking.
Kione Siddiqui, yeah. Who is the wife of Sekou Odinga. And in addition to being the wife of Sekou Odinga, she is a force to be reckoned with. She is a force. She's just incredible. So I encourage you to come out and see her. We also have the brother Supreme Understanding, who's out of Atlanta. And Supreme Understanding is an author, a PhD recipient. He's written buku books, The Hood Health Handbook, When the World Was Black, How to Hustle, How to Win, Locked Up But Not Locked Down. And he is a person that we've been putting out his books in the streets for 4 or 5 years. If you have not read anything by Supreme Understanding, I suggest you do so.
All right, I'll take that suggestion because I don't think I have.
Yeah, that brother's real. Yeah.
So you mentioned Black August. Can you, just for folks that don't know about Black August, can you tell a little bit about what Black August is?
Well, August has been a special month, ironically, throughout the Black liberation struggle. There are multiple different events that have happened in August. Whether you're talking about, like, for example, even the I Have a Dream speech was given on August, you know, what's some other? George Jackson's assassination took place in August. In fact, the revolt of Denmark Vesey took place in August as well. So, like, August has been a very significant month in Black liberation struggle. And also, we're sun people. We love the sun, you know, so we want to have a block party out in a month where the sun is going to be out. And this event will be like what we spoke of, an event where people can come and you could participate in multiple different facets. There will be something there for you, whether it's art, whether it's poetry, whether it's music, whether it's dialogue amongst liberated minds, and just ambiance of good people. And it's going to be plenty of things there for the kids as well, because in the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
So there'll be bouncies for the kids, face painting, letter writing booths, so that we can learn about, you know, all of our political prisoners, because there are many, and we're gaining more as you see young people, you know, start to resist this racist system. We're gaining more political prisoners.
Right.
And so, yeah, there won't be a person who will be left out, you know, and we invite folks to come in the spirit of love and the spirit of power, you know, to connect to your purpose and come out and see what you can do with your creative, to use your art and your being for the people, about the people.
Right on. I thank you so much for being here. That's pretty much the time we got. But so that's TL and Caro Kwame. I thank them so much for coming on. Go to the Block Power, Free the Block fundraising block party, August 15th, 12 to 10 p.m. What is it, 801 Bellevue?
801 Belleville.
Belleville. 801 Belleville on the West Bank. And you can go to circleova.bigcartel.com. And you can find some of the Threads of Truth clothing on there. And I'm sure y'all will be out selling clothes, selling T-shirts and
stuff.
Oh,
absolutely.
Too,
so. There'll be vendors there. Absolutely. There'll be other folks out there selling their clothes. We got food vendors. You know, Black Swan will be out there. Incredible Food by Black Swan.
Yes.
Veggie Farmers Co-op. Black Star Sandwiches. It'll be incredible.
And it's all day. August 15th, 12 to 10 p.m. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, King.
Anytime.